For 29 years now, the Women's Institute of Portugal has been sending gift baskets to soldiers serving overseas. The president of the organization, Jocelyn Kennedy, says this year has been the biggest yet.
There's just 16 of us. Everyone was involved in getting it ready because some people's working and that type of stuff. But there was quite a few people in the town this year and businesses who donated to the goodie drive, we call it. And we collect it, do up the packages, and ship it off to the soldiers. This year, actually, we were able to send a box to all Newfoundland soldiers that were deployed for Christmas.
The organization has received emails from soldiers who have received the boxes. Some soldiers who are not deployed remember the kindness of the organization and send along their own donations to add to the boxes.
We send them by Canada Post, but Canada Post does a free postage at Christmas time for the soldiers. We've got all the address of all the soldiers. We've got it actually goes to their home base, and then it's flown from their home base to where they're deployed.
A media relations officer from the Department of National Defense said there are a few different programs that exist that different groups can take part in. The process for sending boxes varies on the circumstances. For Kicker, I'm Kyle Brookings.